I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coming up on TMS, Yakety Yak, Don't Crap Back.
The Nips in Our Stars.
2026, all barfing, all the time.
Lucy in the Sky with Side Boob.
Nailing Goldblum's Body.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
The Bodonkosaurus.
Eating Atari Oblongs.
The Lost Tortles.
Da Vinci's Butt Plug.
If you eat the whole thing, you still have to pay for it.
I'm terrible at barfing.
The Italian Tank Girl Job.
The 12 Apostles Rocks.
Holding Turtles in a Very Special Way with Steven and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Audio clear hearing aids are discreet and fit snugly into the ear. Check out our website today for details. How the f*** was that?
All thanks to teamwork.
Yeah, my teamwork.
Ladies, we heard you. This is The Morning Stream.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to TMS, the morning stream for Monday, June 6th, 2022. I'm Scott Johnson. That's Brian DeBitt. Hi, Brian.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
I'm fine. Happy 30th anniversary to you, though.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. That's a huge deal.
It is. Yeah, me and Mrs. Coverville got married on D-Day back in 1992.
Yeah.
And this morning I was like, so this would be our 29th anniversary, right? Because, you know, it's like centuries where the first one is zero. And
right.
So you don't get the one until the next year. And she's like, no, Brian, of course it's. We got married in 1992. Of course it's our 30th anniversary.
Mm. So it is on the start of the 30th year, right? That's how
it's
this works?
The start of the 30th year, correct.
Yeah. Yes. So that counts. That's fine. Yes.
That's my designation. We haven't completed. We have not achieved or unlocked our 30th year. We've begun our 30th year.
Sure. Begun it has. Begun the 30th year has.
That's right.
Mine begins, Brian. Let's see, when's mine? Same year, but in late August. Yeah. So August,
I know, yeah.
29th.
It's weird how we got married the same year. We born the same year.
Yeah. It's weird,
really,
right?
Really weird.
Yeah. We like a lot of the same stuff. We get,
exactly.
You know, this is weird. And here we are making a podcast in the morning for 12 plus years. No,
exactly.
More than that. 13 years? No, wait. 2011. 2021 was last year. 11 years.
Yes, 11 years.
We have our 11th year has begun. That's
right.
Where we're
exactly.
At.
Yes.
Well, congratulations. That's awesome to you and Tina.
Thanks.
Mostly
thanks.
Tina because
mostly Tina.
I don't know.
Really,
how she did
I didn't have to do anything.
Yeah. I don't know.
She had
did
to put
it.
Up with me for 30 years.
It's impressive, really. It's a body of work that she should be proud of. I think
it really is. Yes.
All right. So I got a recommendation this morning.
Okay. All right.
We were talking pre-show about food a little bit. Well, I'm going to do some more.
Sure.
I did a mystery date yesterday that I was in charge of, which
Oh, look at you.
It's usually kind of dangerous to put me in charge because I don't know what I'm doing. But I found a place where the goal was I wanted to find a place to take Kim to lunch, brunch, somewhere in there, that range. That we've never been to before, but that was like some secret little, you know, everyone loves it if they know about it kind of place.
Right.
So I did some research, did a little hunting around, and I found this place. If you're a local, you'll know what Midvale is. Midvale's like this, you know, small chunk of its own city between Salt Lake City and West Jordan or South Jordan where I live. And we found this place called the Bohemian Brewery and Grill in Midvale. And so it's like a, you know, bar, pub kind of joint, very German in its heritage. A bunch of stuff in there is like sort of German themed, and a lot of the food on there, they have some pretty crazy German dishes and stuff. But they've got wood fire pizza and freaking all kinds of specialty sandwiches and, you know, pork shanks and all this stuff. And anyway, when I got there, it's fine. It's just like a nice bar slash, you know, eatery, just a, you know, had nice outdoor seating. It was already kind of packed when we got there kind of early. So I was like, oh, apparently people do like this place. But, you know, I didn't know what we were getting into. I just thought, well, this, the reviews are real good for this place. And every time anybody says anything about it, like, you got to go to this bar and grill in Midvale. They were 100% correct. And there's this French guy who has a slight accent, who was helping us, who sat us and stuff and kept checking on us and stuff. Super nice guy. But he said, just so you know, whatever portion size you have in your head, it's double here.
Oh my God.
It's twice as big as you think it might be. Wow. So when Kim ordered this pork shank thing, she was like, well, I know how big that is. That's not going to be that big. And I ordered this chicken sandwich thing, and I'm like, I know how that is. That's not going to be. I mean, I'm sure. Double it, really? Nah, I don't know about that. Anyway, they bring this food out. My gosh. It's, I don't know. It's almost something to be embarrassed about. It was so much food on the plate. But insanely good. Really freaking good. Yeah.
Well, then you've got, you know, you've got lunch the next day.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. I got a thing up upstairs. Yeah. It's going to get heated up and ate again once we're done with our show.
Yeah. So the Bohemian, like, you know, obviously seen a lot of German stuff. Schnitzel and Scheinwachsen and Schweinsackshaxen.
Yep, Louise. Close.
Which actually, that sounds like what Kim must have had, right?
The pork I think shank. That's what she had. Yeah. They recommended
Schwein,
it to her.
Because that's pig.
Yeah.
And Shaxon is shank.
Yep.
Pig shank.
Pig shank.
But I'm also seeing like chicken paprikash and goulash. So there's some Hungarian here too.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. You know what you would have liked is they had this wall. I don't know why I thought of you, but I just did. This is kind of weird. Mm-hmm. But they had this wall that we sat next to that was covered in every square inch is covered in a different drink coaster from all around the world.
Oh, really? Okay.
So they had tons of like Bavarian.
Gosh, I don't know why you think of me, Scott, when it comes to drinking in every country.
Well, it just seemed like a cool, I don't know, it just seemed like a cool drinkers kind of thing. But it had stuff from Germany, Switzerland, everywhere, plus a whole bunch of stuff. Even locally, they got like Squatter's Pub things, which is a competing, you know, competing place. They just have them all over the wall, and it was like the kind of coverage that is overwhelming. You're like, my gosh, how I don't even know this many coasters exist in the world.
Right, right.
It was really cool. Apparently, they're famous for their brew or for their beer as well, but we didn't have any of that. I mean, that's number one on their list here. Their brewery is like their big thing.
Yeah.
But the food was insane. So I just putting it out there. It sounds like KT Data, aka Kevin in the chat, has been, says he's always got leftovers. I would hope so. I hope no. Anybody who eats everything, it felt like I was in a contest. If you eat the whole thing, it's free, even though it wasn't. It was like just, but it was so much food.
Yeah.
And the pierogies, like we got these pierogi things before, the, you know, as an appetizer.
Like an appetizer, yeah.
This about filled me up. And I only had half of it. Like it was insane. Right. So,
oh my God. Oh, this looks so good. My
next time Kim and I go, I think we're splitting. I think we'll split something.
Yeah, yeah. Just do a Hash House of Go-Go style split plate.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So do that, and then
but there's something to say about you've each got your own entree, and you've got a meal for the next day.
Yep.
You get to try each other's meals, so you each get like two things. I'm a variety guy. Like that's I think the why I don't. I like Italian food. I like Italian restaurants. Okay.
Yeah.
But my biggest complaint about them is you usually get blah, one thing. It's a bunch of pasta, maybe some meat and a sauce.
Covered in something.
And I like, and covered in something. And it's like, I need a couple things, different things on my plate. A little bit of variety, a little bit of choices.
I definitely prefer that. If I can get it.
Yeah.
And in this case, variety was the thing of the day. Like there's so much variety.
Look at their photos. Just,
You would love it, dude. You would love it.
I probably would. Yeah.
Plus, you know, I think we both like pub food, right? It's kind of, we're fans.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So this is perfect.
They've got a bunch of really good looking, I'm not a beer guy, but I'd go for some of these.
But yeah, they have lovely bunch of beer. Like they kept the beer was flowing, and they kept saying, "You want to try one of our awesome beers?" I'm like, "I'm good," and they just kept asking if I wanted it. And
right, you really look like you could use a beer. Maybe you'd like a beer. How about a beer?
How about a beer? Would you like a beer? I'll give you a beer. So anyway, it was very cool, and I want to recommend it. So go check it out. Bohemian. I keep saying it with an N on there.
Bohemian.
And they're very nice people. I like a place where everyone seems stoked to be there and excited to be working there. I love that feeling. Like they actually like each other, and like our one guy will move out of the way while someone runs by, and it's all just like happy feelings between them. And I don't know. I just feel like that's less likely these days, but it was nice.
You don't get that at almost any fast food place. So that's why you got to go to the restaurants to get that sort of thing.
That's exactly right. So anyway, it was awesome. Go check it out. All right. The other thing I want to mention is, boy, everyone just stay away from me. Apparently there is a stomach bug going around that is so awful.
Really?
And everyone I know has this thing. Like my brother-in-law has it and my... just everybody. Everybody I know within my people, neighbors, people not far from me, everybody's yakking their guts up because of some bug going around. Mm-hmm. I don't want it, is what I'm getting at. Stay away from me. Don't be breathing on me. I went to the farmer's market on Saturday.
Yeah.
And all I could think of was like, all of you all carrying this thing. Don't you be breathing on me. I don't want no stomach flu or whatever we call it now. I don't want that. So anyway, you're out there
Jim
suffering.
Jim has it or who all's got this?
No, nobody in the house has it yet. We thought Van might have when he was yakking the other day, but we chalked that up to too many gummy bears.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So I think we're okay, like in the immediate family, but still, I don't know when I hear one of those is going around, why do I get so like, don't come near. I don't want it. I don't want to do it. I don't want to spend 2 days on a crapper. Plus, I'm terrible at barfing, and I haven't puked since 2005. So don't make me do it now. It's not time. I got to go to 2025. Is that 20 years? Yes. 20 years is my goal of barf-free. That's my goal.
Really? Yeah. You got to make it. Okay. You know what? This is good. We've never talked about with your streaks that you have like an end date. So it's actually good to see that you've got an
expiration.
Not just kind of like an open window at the end kind of thing. It's like, oh no, I've got an end date. As long as I ink it there, then I can barf.
Yeah,
like,
it's fine.
Like 2026, all barfing all the time is the plan.
Yeah, all year, every day, every other week, I'll be barfing, and y'all will be looking forward to the stories we'll tell, and it'll be great. Nice. Anyway, that's what's been going on there. Hey, I'd like to play a game. And
shall we play a game?
Can't play it without Dunaway, so let me bring him in. Is he logged in? He is.
He's logged in. Yes.
Okay.
He's
awesome.
He's in the half-ass's screen.
That's what I like to hear. So as soon as he picks up here, we're going to push this button and we're going to Party Town USA. Here we go. In 3, 2, nope, he's not here yet. Okay. 3, nope. 3, 2, 1, no, he's still not here. Not answering yet. I don't know what he's doing. He's ringing. Get the rings of ringage. Here we go. Well, hey, look who it is. It's Brian Dunaway joining us for the Morning Half Asses. Hello, Brian. How are you?
Oh, hi, Scott and Brian.
Hi. How you doing, man?
How are you guys?
Fine.
We're good. It's Monday, and the weather is not too hot, and the sun is not shining too bright, but bright enough to make you happy.
Oh, okay. I like that. Good. That's nice.
Yeah.
We saw you over the weekend for Film Sec. I'd recommend everybody check out Film Sec.
Film Sec.
We had a great episode about what did we do?
We watched Tank Girl.
We watched the Tank Girl.
Cult classic.
For some reason, I still had Italian Job in my mind, but yeah, we did Tank Girl. Yeah.
Well, you'll always have the Italian Job.
Yeah, we watched the Australian Job is what we watched.
Yeah, the Australian Job. Never as good as the Austrian Job.
I don't know. It's pretty good.
It's not bad.
Pretty good.
Well, it's good to have you here. We're going to play a game. Brian, please explain these rules so we know what the frick is going on.
No kidding. I hope people are writing this out because it's really, really complicated. Welcome to the Morning Half Asses, a trivia game where I'm going to be giving Scott and Brian the answers. I'm just going to be giving them to them. I'm going to give them a category and six possible answers, three of which are correct and three that are incorrect. Half asses. Depending on how confident they feel with the category, they can provide one, two, or three guesses. But if they get any wrong, they get 0 points for that round. Guess one, get it right, you get a point. Guess two and get them right gets you 3 points. And you guess all three correctly, and you'll get 5 points for that round. The player with the most points after three rounds wins the prize for their contestant. And speaking of contestants, I've pulled them from members of the Tadpool that aren't able to be here with us live. Scott, you're going to be playing for Martin Creamers from Perth, Australia.
Sweet. Love it.
Good day. Brian, you're going to be playing for Andrew Dart from also from Australia. Look at this. This was completely randomized, and I didn't realize it until now. He's from Warrnambool, Australia, at the end of the Great Ocean Road, which contains the 12 apostles.
Really?
How appropriate after us doing the Tank Girl. That's perfect.
No kidding. Look at that. So two Aussies.
Australia's been on our mind this past week.
Wait a minute. Hopefully, the games you win will be unlockable in Australia. I guess if not, then we'll figure something out.
But, so what's the explain the apostle thing? What's the deal there?
I have no idea. That's what he put in there. At the end of the Great Ocean Road, which contains the 12 apostles.
I don't know what that means.
That must be something about Warrnambool, Australia. Like something that they're known for, right?
Right. Must be. Yeah. Maybe did they all
you
go
mean
there to
other
die?
Other than beer?
Maybe they
because
all.
That's Australian for beer, right?
Maybe they all went there to die or something. I don't know the story.
Maybe.
They got together and said, we're going to Australia, everybody.
I'm looking on their website. Yeah, there's nothing on the Wikipedia page for Warrnambool that mentions the apostles, but it is at the end of the Great Ocean Road. Oh, here we go. Let's see. The Great Ocean Road.
Yeah.
You know there's not roads in the ocean, right? I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, last
here we go.
I checked,
the 12 Apostles Limestone Stack Formations. Oh,
it's a rock formation.
It's a collection of limestone stacks off the shore of Port Campbell National Park. So, it's rocks.
Wow,
that'd be cool to have in Tank Girl, which was based in Australia and then filmed in America.
Yeah. What?
Oh, man. Yeah. In 2010, there was a collapse of erosion of the of some of the apostles. So I don't know how many apostles there are anymore.
Oh, it's probably that little money grubber one that turned everybody over. What's his name?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, remember that guy? Yeah. Remember that one guy?
Can't think of his name.
Pilot or something.
What's his name? Proteus?
Not
no.
Pontius Pilate?
No, that's the guy that washed his hands. Judas. Judas Iscariot. There you go. So Judas is down there going, you got I got the money. I got the gold. And then the whole thing went, and then he went hung himself.
I only know my apostles from Sympathy for the Devil by the Rolling Stones. Hey, let's play the game, shall we?
Sure.
You guys are both in the... let me tell you what they could win. The winner is going to get a copy of Jurassic World Evolution and the deluxe dinosaur pack that goes along with it, some DLC.
What's in a deluxe dinosaur? What is a deluxe dinosaur?
It includes your Stegosaurus, your Apatosaurus.
Just regular dinosaurs. I wanted a four-horned steg or something. No?
No, you don't get to look. That game, I played that game, and the way that game works is you genetically build dinosaurs from DNA recovered, just like the movies do, right? And then you build a park. So it's basically a zoo simulator, but you're doing it with these animals. And unlike Jurassic Park, there's not a lot of danger to it. Like, they don't go run rampant and try to kill everybody. You just try to run a profitable park. And
you don't get to look over and go, clever girl.
No,
like
you don't
that.
Do it. Get to any clever girl.
It's a Unix system.
Yeah. No, hold on to your butts or any of that.
That's actually all the game is. It's just Newman going.
We got Johnson. We got Johnson. Nobody cares,
dude.
Anyway.
I would play a hack game of Jurassic Park. That'd be awesome. Like
where you're trying to unlock all of the pens, the dinosaur pens before.
That's not a bad idea.
I'd play that.
That's not a bad idea. It's all right. Mm-hmm. The game's on Game Pass really as well. But it's very good. It's actually a really good game, so recommended.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. The runner-up is going to get Kerbal Space Program, which I've also heard is a very good game. So
also excellent.
Classic.
Yeah.
Lots of good games. All right, let's get to the game here. I'm going to give you guys a category. Let's start off with famous people who never learned to drive. So these are all people you've heard of, but three of them never learned how to drive. And you know, we'll see how it worked out for them. Harry S. Truman, F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Yeah, F.
Quincy Jones, Albert Einstein, Alfred Hitchcock, and Jackie Robinson. Three of those people never learned how to drive.
Oh my gosh, dude. This is insane.
Brian's locked in with his answers. I mean, is there any way of doing some sort of like logical, like sussing this out logically? Like, oh, well, of course, this person.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I kind of did a logic. I'll tell you how my logic when Scott gets there doing.
I did. I'm done. I'm locked
okay.
in.
All right.
Okay. My logic is the older the person, the further back the person lived in history, less likely they would have had a driver's license. Period.
Sure.
Anyway.
Okay.
Like Albert Einstein. Sense. Yeah.
Oh, you know. That's an interesting
way
of doing it.
Albert Einstein, so that's...
There were cars, but, you know, they weren't as common as now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Continue.
All right, well...
That's true.
Albert Einstein, indeed, never learned how to drive, and neither did Quincy Jones, much more
Quincy.
Modern, contemporary person. So he never drove Rashida to acting practice or, you know, whatever. And Alfred Hitchcock also never learned. But Harry Truman, F. Scott,
you can just,
Fitzgerald, and Jackie Robinson.
You can just look at Albert Hitchcock and go, yeah.
That guy never drove a car.
He never drove
See, that surprises me. I would have thought he seemed like a little bit of a snidely bugger and might get in the car and go do something weird. I don't know why.
And if he did, there's no doubt that he would have taken a profile pic with his driver's license, and that would be a meme.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Good point. Yeah. Yeah, you look. That's how you do it. You retrofit memes, or you deconstruct mm-hmm. memes and figure out what happened all the way back in the 50s. That makes sense.
Right. Know your meme, people.
Yeah,
know your memes.
Knowyourmemes.com.
Brian, off to a good start here with 3 points. Let's get to question number 2.
All right.
Constellations. So three of these are actual constellations. We have Batilum, the fire shovel, Lyra, the harp, Gladio, the sword, Horologium, I would say, the clock, Liber, the book, and Calum, the chisel. Three of those are actual constellations. Three of those are just crap we made up.
They all feel like crap we made up, but
exactly. I am always weak at this.
Yeah.
This is like a blind spot. You would think as many times as I end up having, this is actually a pretty common topic for people to discuss, and I just have no shame. I just never learned them.
I really don't know any of this, so I'm just going to wing it.
Okay. Boom.
Okay. I'll go with that one.
No pressure.
There you go.
All right, both of you locked in. Scott, you've got Lyra the harp, Gladio the sword, and Calum the chisel. Brian, chisel. You settled just for one, just for Lyra the harp, which I think is the one everybody knows. Yeah, indeed.
Right.
Lyra the harp is a constellation, as is Calum the chisel, but Gladio the sword is not.
Shit!
The other one is Horologium the clock, Gladio. which surprises me. Because I would think the clock wouldn't be like, you know, when they were coming
hard.
With constellations, you wouldn't think they had clocks. They had sundials and stuff, right?
Oh, good
point. Not to mention it's round. It'd probably be pretty tough to find. If you saw a round constellation in the sky, you'd probably be like, what the?
Yeah, no kidding.
You'd think
the aliens are coming for sure. Gladio the sword is that one I chose? Yeah,
you did. You chose.
It just felt like people were into swords back then. I don't know why.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. Definitely seems logical that
sword makes sense. That should be easy. It's like you see that straight line of stars right there. Sword.
Actually,
that's Gladio the sword.
Horologium. I'm curious as to.
But I do love the fire shovel.
Looks like. See now this, I would look at this and I would not say, oh yeah, it's a clock.
Let's see this thing.
Suggesting that it's an hourglass. Is it an hourglass shaped or is
no,
it literally
it's
round?
Supposed to be it's really supposed to be a clock. And it's supposed to be a clock with a
what does the clock say?
Swinging back and forth underneath
it. Oh, like a pendulum? Yeah. Like a little pendulum thing.
Okay.
Yeah, the pendulum like in Vincent Price.
Sorry about that. Sorry about that link, everybody. Jeez.
Oh my lord. I looked over for a second, and it's a giant blue.
It's a giant wall of Google link.
I would call that horror. I would call that whatever, but I would call it the ladle. Looks more like a ladle to me than a clock. Is that?
I think it looks like it's side boob. Yeah. It's a side boob. That's what it is.
Side boob.
A ski sloper?
Yeah, it's a ski sloper from, you know, one of those old magazines. Look at that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got your...
I'm not seeing... I look at that and I don't see clock. I maybe see a Sith or something, but not a clock.
Right. And when was this named? Like, it was what?
Horologium.
I know that when. Do you know when it was?
Oh, I just closed that screen, but...
oh, sorry.
Long time ago, Brian.
Today, Brian.
There's no
way I'd be able to open it. What'd you say, Scott?
I was just telling the other Brian it's a long time ago. I can tell you that.
1756.
Oh, it's not that long.
Okay.
Ago.
I'm trying to imagine what clocks look like in 1750. It doesn't lie like this, though.
You don't think so?
They must. Maybe they look like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Well, let's get to our last round. Brian, still leading by four. So, Scott, you need all three correct answers to have a shot at this. This is something that I've never seen, but I'm hoping you guys have.
Okay.
Faces of Zoolander. I've never seen the film Zoolander.
I haven't either. Gosh dang it. Advantage done away. I've not seen this movie.
Kidding. All right. I'm familiar with with Blue Steel, but what are some other faces of Zoolander? Steel Magnolia, Le Tigre, Monte Carlo, Magnum, Ferrari, and Iron Maiden. Three of those are actual faces of Zoolander. Three are false.
I have no idea. I mean, I may as well go for it.
I can't believe you guys haven't seen Zoolander. We totally need to do that for Film Sack.
No, I don't. You think it's a Film Sack? Because comedies are so hard to do on Film Sack.
Yeah, especially
not
these
Zoolander.
Kind. You don't think? I mean, I haven't seen it, so I couldn't say. I don't know. Maybe you're right. You know what? In Dunaway, I trust. If you said it was good, we'll
work,
do it.
Yeah.
I think I know all three of these, but I only need one, so I'm only going to go with one. Because Scott, even if you got all three, still couldn't catch me if I have one more point, right?
Yeah.
You tie. Basically,
oh,
you'd
son
get
of
five.
A butthole.
Yeah, but don't. I wouldn't worry that much. I think I'm screwed. But
yeah. Well, I will tell you, both chose Magnum, and Magnum is indeed a Zoolander face. Scott, you also said Le Tigre and Monte Carlo.
Yeah.
Le Tigre is also a Zoolander face.
Oh, yeah.
But not Monte Carlo, baby.
No,
Monte
shit.
Carlo. Yeah, Ferrari being the third. Steel Magnolia, Monte Carlo, and Iron Maiden. None of those are Zoolander faces.
I almost got lucky, though. Almost. You should have held back. Now,
you
wait.
Did.
If I hadn't have chose Le Tigre...
Monte Carlo is what you
did. If you would have chosen Ferrari instead of Monte Carlo, you guys would have tied. I would have thrown one more prize into the pool, and each of them would have walked away. Excuse me, would have walked away with 2 points. That's a cherry vanilla Coke Zero coming back on me there.
Carter's calling Scott out in the chat room. That's my favorite thing that's happened today.
What does she say?
She says, "Why would you guess three? You don't know at all." Well, he had to.
Oh, I had
Carter.
To. I wasn't going to win if I don't.
It was, exactly. The only way he could have possibly won was to choose three.
Yeah, there's no, because I was so far behind.
And I thought you knew games, Carter. I thought you
were
knew
be
how
tied.
To play games.
Yeah, no, I really had no choice. But. That's annoying. Maybe I should have seen
that
movie.
We're Tinkra and Bunny, and we like the boom.
Okay,
that's
sure.
Right, exactly.
Ferrari. That's stupid. Is that movie
that's
stupid?
Great...
Okay, I don't know.
Of course it's stupid. It is so stupid that I think that it goes beyond comedy. That's the reason why I think it might be okay for Film Sack.
J.C. Calhoun says that Hitchcock had a license.
Yeah.
Is this true?
That's what he's saying. I mean, you know,
too
Ken
late
Jennings,
now. I've already
Ken
won.
Ken Jennings says no.
Yeah. Who do you believe, Ken Jennings or this photo from Julian's auction?
Honorary driver's license.
Oh, this is an actual auction listing. Let's see. Julian's summer entertainment sale. This happened in 08.
Yeah, I mean,
lot 125.
It went for
$8,125. His license.
So. One of Alfred Hitchcock's most famous phrases that he said, apparently, according to this page I just found, says, "I don't drive because I'm afraid of the police." With time, the press created the myth that the director of Vertigo never learned to drive. So indeed.
Oh.
Not that it matters.
Let's see.
I didn't win, but you know.
Yeah. You said, let's see.
I think neither of us chose Hitchcock, right?
You both, Brian chose
Hitchcock.
The point
would be, I would have lost that one, but I would have still had more points than you, Scott.
Yeah,
which is
you would have.
Even
you wouldn't
you
have changed the outcome of the game. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's fine. So, but real quick here, I just noticed something.
But the more you know.
That's 1977. Yes. Hold on.
What, 77?
His the date on his thing.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna totally shop that with his profile pic.
Yeah, the license was issued in California in the name Alfred Joseph Hitchcock and was valid until 1977, 3 years before his death. The date of validity gives us an idea that Alfred Hitchcock intended to go on driving as long as his health permitted.
Huh. He should do a profile shot because that's Alfred Hitchcock.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. Like, why wouldn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, so I know it's against the rules for everyone else, but for Hitchcock, you make an exception.
It feels like that's you kind of have to, right?
Yep, I agree. Well, well done, winner. Yes, who won? Who
thank
won?
You for finding facts. Well, the winner is Andrew Dart from Warrnambool, Australia. Listen, they may have erosion may have destroyed a couple of the apostles, but you're still going to get Jurassic World Evolution and the DLC Deluxe Dinosaur Pack. But Martin,
which
Kramer's,
isn't deluxe.
Mm-hmm.
It's not deluxe dinosaurs.
Well, we don't know what dinosaurs come in the deluxe dinosaur pack. I was making up what dinosaurs.
Oh, that's
like
true. We don't know. Actually, yeah. I've never played the DLC for that, so it's possible you get a bunch of hybrids and stuff. I don't know.
Here, let's look it up because I want Brian to feel happy about.
Yeah. Don't be selling me deluxe if you're just giving me regular. I don't want it.
It includes the Styracosaurus, the Crichtonsaurus. The Majungasaurus.
Oh, is that named after Michael?
I don't know.
It's named after Michael Crichton. Okay.
The Crichton. Yeah.
Does it look like him?
The Majungasaurus.
Wow.
The Archaeorinthomimus.
Okay. I'll give those. That's deluxe. That's deluxe. I'll give it.
And the Suchomimus.
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 I like the Suchomimus. That's pretty good.
Yeah. So the Crichtonsaurus was, let's see here, discovered in 2002. In China, and it was named and described and named after Michael Crichton, American author whose novels include Jurassic Park and others.
Yeah, so maybe that old dinosaur pile of bones actually wrote the screenplay for Congo, and that's why they did it, because that's why it's so bad. Maybe that's
could easily be. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, when you have an old dead dinosaur write your screenplay, you're screwed. It's no good.
That's right. The Suchomimus is Latin for crocodile mimic.
Yeah. Oh, mimus, like mime. Okay.
Like, exactly. Yep. Crocodile mimic.
Just walking in going, doing fake walls and stuff.
I'm stuck in a box. Look, I'm a dinosaur in a glass box.
Well, there you go. Deluxe pack and all.
And now my Twitter profile pic is the Alfred Hitchcock driver's license photo.
Nice. Nice.
Done.
I'm a dinosaur walking against the wind. It's really windy.
That's a big deal because you don't change your profile pic very often, Brian.
Ever. Never.
You never do. I think
ever.
Yours has been on there for as long as I can remember. I feel like this is a bit
I bet mine is unchanged longer.
I don't know. You had Brack on there. You still have Brack on there?
I still have Brack on there, yeah.
Oh, wow.
You know, part
and
of
you,
me really
you
likes
up there
that.
When Brack was still on.
Brack was popular when I first
got
I was already into my I was 2 years into my no puke streak when Brian put the Brack on there as his thing.
Nice.
I think so.
So you're going to be 18 years on that thing when I hit my 20. This will be great. Well, Dunaway, having you here is always a pleasure. Plus, we help somebody win some shit, and that's great. And also, tomorrow, we are doing an episode of Play Retro, all about old retro games. And it's finally Pac-Man week. Oh,
it's finally Pac-Man. Puck-Man.
Yeah, we're doing it partly because that museum, Pac-Man Museum 2 or Plus or whatever the hell it's called,
yeah, Museum Plus.
Museum Plus came out. And, very nice, Brian. That's good.
Well, I'm pointing at Captain Kipper put a link in there about an action figure of Jeff Goldblum with his shirt open for Chaos Theory. And so here's this is the Jurassic Park card that goes with it.
Deluxe.
Hold on. There's an actual sculpture of that. An actual action figure.
Mattel Creations pre-order.
Oh, look at this. Oh, this is great. Yeah. I want this.
It actually comes with a really cool diorama, actually.
It's not just him. It's the whole, like, the blanket he's on
whatever
that was.
Yeah, the whole setup. Yeah, he looks worried about the dinosaur chasing him. He's got the whole deal.
I'm going to say it's a pretty, it's not the best. I mean, this is not McFarlane toys. This is not great that way, but it's fine.
I mean, they nailed the body, but the face, more work.
They nailed the body.
Nailed the body.
That was all improv by him or something I heard somewhere. The open shirt.
Oh, really?
Thing. Yeah. He was saying it on some interview where he's like, yeah, I just spread open my shirt and they went with it. Spielberg was like, cool, man. Keep that shirt open.
He's like, hey, all right.
Yeah, that's one big pile of shit.
I'd be sitting here with my shirt open, right? That'd be, something that Ian Malkin would do, right?
Chaos. See, it's like chaos. I did another chaotic thing here with my shirt open.
It'd be chaos. His shirt would be open. Oh,
excellent. God. All right.
Then he puts one little drop of water and he lets it. Yeah, drops some water on his chest and just rolls down and explains the chaos theory again.
Yeah, he lets the water roll down from his nipple down to his navel. And that's gross. All right,
butterfly flaps his wings and...
there you go. What time tomorrow? 3:30? Yeah, 3:30 Mountain.
3:30 Mountain time, 5:30 East time. We're talking about the Pac-Man. I can't wait. Talk a little about Miss Pac-Man.
We will give more love to Miss Pac-Man tomorrow than... Namco gave her in the latest release of the big museum package.
Yeah.
Wow.
In which is defense, to say,
Miss Pac-Man wasn't actually even Namco's thing. They didn't even make it. They didn't even make the Miss Pac-Man.
They didn't, but they screwed up how they handled licensing and stuff. So now they have to pay wads of money anytime they want to do anything with it.
Yeah. Well, they had to pay a little bit of money to add games, but Namco's just easily being a big fat baby.
They could have easily put that thing in that collection, and I'm telling you right now, if you go back and just want to play all the original stuff, I actually think some newer things are really cool, like Championship 1 and 2 are amazing. There's some really good Pac-Man games, but if you're talking like raw early Pac-Man, Miss Pac-Man was the best they ever made. Like, that is the best Pac-Man game. And the fact that it's not in either of these two collections feels stupid to me.
I'm excited because if you don't listen to Play Retro, you should. Scott has a lot of arcade stories. I can't wait to hear if your dad ever put the add-on card for the Miss Pac-Man.
Nope, we didn't do that. I wish we did, but we did.
Don't spoil it.
I have other stories. Don't worry.
I set up the tease.
I know you did, but I have other stories.
I have no reason for me to listen now. Now it's all spoiled. Like, it's,
I have a lot of great stories about Pac-Man, and we're going to even get into like the egregious treatment of like Atari making a meat Pop-Tarts or whatever the hell those are supposed to be on the cover, but in the game they were dashes or... hyphens.
I think, could you do dots on the 2600? Could you go low enough resolution to do a dot?
Yeah, no kidding. There's a game for the Game Boy Advance that I've been playing that it was basically another kind of museum type thing or had a bunch of Pac-Man titles in it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that game, they also had one called Pac-Man Arrangement. It is so awesome. I love Pac-Man Arrangement. Can't say enough about it. It's weird as shit, and we're going to talk about that and everything else. So tomorrow, big day.
Pac-Man.
3:30 tomorrow.
Pac-Man.
We'll get deep into the Pac-Man lore and life and living of Pac-Man. All right. Hey, Brian Dunaway. Kiss our butts. Anything else you want to say? Oh. Is nothing. I just don't want to kick you out.
Yeah. Every night.
Yep. He's gone. He's gone. He does stream every night, so you guys can catch him at Brian Dunaway on Twitter or Twitch rather.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get some time to stream some Marvel Snap. I've unlocked all the cards in Pool 1, working on collecting the cards for Pool 2.
Where's Deadpool? Is he in Pool 1 or Pool 2?
Deadpool, I think, is in Pool 2.
Deadpool, Pool 2. Pool 2, Deadpool.
Let's see. Yeah, no, he must be in Pool 3 because he's not even listed in the cards that are in Pool 2. So.
Oh, all right.
I haven't unlocked him yet. I don't have him.
Well, I hope you get him. For now, though, we have to settle for this.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. In the news this morning, good morning.
It's time for the news, and it's brought to you by...
Brought to you by America's Next Top Podcaster. Listen, if you're subscribed to the free feed, you're going to get to hear this week each of our contestants guest on this very show, the morning stream. How did they do? Did they freak out once the cameras and the microphones were on them? One of them did, but only because they were having technical issues with their cameras.
Oh, right.
If you're a patron, though, you get the editing challenge where each of our contestants had to make an episode for another podcast, one of our producers' podcasts, as a matter of fact. How did they do? Well, if you're a patron, then you not only get to find out how they did, you get all the coaching, all of the check-ins, the full unedited version of the episode that they had to work with, so you can try your hand at it yourself, all that and more. Patreon.com/podcaster or America's Next Top Podcaster for everything else.
Yep, just search for it. Check this out. This is a sound one of them made. I won't tell you who, but one of them made this sound. Yeah, so wait to find out.
I love that. That was so great. What a great moment in weird audio.
Yeah. Yeah, that person's in the chat, so they know. They know.
Yes, they know. They know.
All right, let's get to this story. We'll do at least one here. May have room for two. We'll see how this goes. First story of the day. A bottle of Tabasco discovered in the painting of the Last Supper. Speaking of the 12 apostles.
I know. Yeah. What weird coincidence on timing on that.
In inside St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Parks. I don't know where Parks is. Where is this? This is from wherever it is. A painting of the Last Supper.
Recreation.
There you go. It's right by the Recreation Church. The painting of the Last Supper features a bottle of original Tabasco that recently caught the attention of the company that makes the iconic Louisiana hot sauce. The Last Supper typically depicts Jesus eating with his 12 apostles in a common scene in the Christian religion and most famous version painted by Leonardo DiCaprio. I'm sorry, Da Vinci.
I love his version. His version's so amazing. It really adds something to it.
It really did. You know, it's just an edge to it a little bit. He's this top spinning. He's just staring at the top as it spins. It's great.
It's like, do you know? And then the painting ends before you actually get to find out. It's great.
And then that bear has sex with him. It's amazing. The church pastor, Nicholas Dupree, said he heard rumors about the bottle and he arrived in St. Joseph's in 2019 from the previous pastor. He was like, quote, did you find that Tabasco bottle? And I was like, what? Dupree said. It's fun hearing preachers go, and I was like, what? And he was like, all like.
I was like, what?
Says, I heard
I was
it from-
all, huh?
It's great. He says, I heard it from him. I think I've heard it from a few people, but I never really cared to look. So I'm going to put this up. I mean, clearly this is not what it is, but it's great to think it is, you know?
I know, it'd be...
It's one of those things
we talked about
where,
Tabasco on the show today, too. Yeah, it totally looks... I mean, it does. It looks like the little Milhenny Tabasco, the famous green top.
Yep. It looks like it's floating a little bit.
It kind of does, yeah.
But that's just a bad... You know, this is not the greatest artist.
I know. God, what a shitty artist that she was. I mean, jeez.
Yeah, so there's that. If you didn't, if you've now, what are the conspiracies here? Let's think. Jesus is a time traveler, came here, got some sweet hot sauce, took it back, and then had the Last Supper because he couldn't stand that food without a little bit of spice, you know? Is that
That's
the,
right, yes. Oh, too hot. I just put too much.
Even Jesus, I can't. It's too hot. Forgive them, Father. They do not know how hot it is. Yeah, I don't know.
It's I don't want you to string me up or anything, but man, this food is just a little too spicy for my taste.
Also, that bottle that's there with the wine, I assume, in it, that looks a little too much like a healing potion in a video game. You know what I mean?
A little bit, yeah.
Got a little that's cork funny. In there. It's kind of, you know, sure. Fancy alchemist bottle type thing. I don't know. It's mana, someone in the chat says. No, not to be blue. If it was mana monkey bananas.
Right, right. This is healing potion because it's red. It's
the
universal symbol for
get it together.
Healing potion.
Get it together. Right. All right.
And that one has the boomerang, and then that one's got the power shot. I mean, this painting, clearly, forgery.
Yeah, plus I think there's maybe like a... what do you call those? What's a... There's like a toy there. Hold on here. Let me zoom
in. With the ocarina there on the right side? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, maybe that's what I'm looking at.
Or it's a little were you going to say it's a bum plug?
It's like a little male sleeve, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, I see. It's a fleshlight?
Yeah, like the old school. You know, it's just some fish bladder or something like that, but that's what they used back right. then. What kind of party were they having? Jeez. Everything's better with hot sauce.
Well,
all right.
You know, it's the Last Supper. You go all out.
Yeah, you do. That's what I've always said. Uh-huh. All right, those looking for a lost tortoise, I got good news
turtle.
For
you. I like turtles.
I lost turtles. Oh, that kid. He's probably graduated. He's probably a doctor or something now. Who knows?
He is. Yeah, he's or a veterinarian would be great.
I would love to know what he does now. Anyway, a missing pet tortoise found in an attic 30 years later. Still alive and well, because those things don't die.
Yeah, but what is he eating? Oh, I'd hate to ask.
I would love to know. Growing up, this person heard stories from her mother about a beloved pet tortoise named Manuela, whom she had as a child in the early 1980s. The stories, however, were always tinged with heartache because on one day in 1982, when this girl was only 8 years old, this mom now, the thing went missing. Flash forward 30 years to 2013. Why is this a 2013? Is this a 2013 article? Well, anyway, they found it. The point is, it stayed trapped in there. It doesn't get into what it ate. It doesn't say how it survived. And I'm kind of bugged by that.
But they've lost cats and they've...
Yeah, they've had many dogs in this in between. And they're like, where'd the dog go? Oh, I don't know.
It's funny. This is an article from last week, 5/20/22.
Suddenly a story?
Yeah.
Right? I don't know. Let's see. He's doing great. 40 years. Mind-blowing ability to survive in these circumstances. One thing is clear. Now they visit weekly. They see my daughter with him. She feeds and pets him. Yeah, but how did it eat when it was up there?
Yeah. I don't know.
DoorDash? Like what? Also, I want to register a complaint with the turtles. I have a problem with turtles, and that is that they get to live like 250 years or whatever it is for the big ones.
Yeah.
Dogs get what, 12 if they're lucky?
Sure.
That seems like a ripoff. Freaking meet in the middle somewhere. Let dogs live longer. Give them a longer lifespan. They're like so important to everybody. They love their dogs.
I know. Yeah. Nobody wants, pet turtles nice and all, but you're not getting a pet turtle to go take it for walks and throw frisbees and all
that
stuff.
No, if you're lucky, the most you're going to get is it going every once in a while.
Well.
While it's humping your shoe or something.
That's
you know?
Exactly right. Exactly. That's the...
It's so gross. I think it's one of the weirdest things I've ever heard is when a turtle is humping
something. It is such a weird video.
Now I'm doing it from now on. It's my new rule. All right. That's your stories for this morning. We are going to take a break, a song break, if you will. When we come back, Steven Schleicher will join us, but I don't know what this song is, so Brian will have to tell us.
Good thing I do. If you're a fan of late 80s, early 90s band The Charlatans UK, or as they were known in England, The Charlatans, the frontman, Tim Burgess, has a brand new 22-track solo album coming out. Well, it's not coming out till September 23rd, which means we're going to have a lot of time to enjoy this first single that he's released from it. Look, he worked with Kevin Godley for the music video. Godley of one half of Godley and Cream, noted for a lot of amazing music videos in the 80s. This album, again, comes out in September, but you can hear this first song, which is called Typical Music. It is the title track. Here's Tim Burgess from Charlatans and Typical Music.
Typical day, ain't a piece of cake. Without a friend, on a road to take. I sit and watch the flowers grow. I think I am. At least I think I am.
Amish lord, thou lookest sternly down upon us, thine flock. Even though we did not do anything wrong, please make us humble and deliver us more hardship, that we may get thick, calloused hands, much larger than other people's. We solemnly believe that although humans have been around for a million years, you feel strongly that they had just the right amount of technology between 1835 and 1850. Please deliver us from Thomas Edison, the worst human being who ever lived. And deliver us from mustaches. Amen.
I was just admiring your animals.
They're dead.
Go f*** a refrigerator, Peckerneck. This is the Morning Stream.
We're back, everybody. Hey, who is that song?
Yeah, that song is Tim Burgess, lead singer of the band The Charlatans. The only one I know. That was their big song. Anyway, that's a song from his brand new 23-track solo album called Typical Music. That is the title track. So if you're doing the math, it's called Typical Music.
Very, very nice. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I'm sure they did.
Sounds just like The Charlatans.
Yeah. Those charlatans.
Those charlatans in there putting on airs.
That's right. That's what they do. All right. How would everyone feel about a little bit of Steven? I know I'd feel good about it.
I would feel like my Monday would be amiss without a little bit of Steven.
I agree with you.
Steven Schleicher. Steven Schleicher.
Look who it is, everybody. It's Steven Schleicher joining us from Hayes, Kansas and the headquarters of MajorSpoilers.com. He comes on Mondays and we talk about cool pop culture stuff, video games, TV. Not video games. I don't know why I'm saying that. TV shows,
no, movies. Comic-related video
and comics.
Games.
Yeah, oh, sure. That's true. If there's a video game with comic book stuff in it, we'll talk about it. Mm-hmm. Steven, welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, Scott. I took my turtle out for a walk the other day.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Yeah, we have a turtle.
Still out walking?
What? No. Our tortoise, he's probably, I don't know, probably about the size of your hand right now. He's, okay. We don't know how old he was when we got him, but we've had him for about 4 or 5 years now.
Okay.
But we take him outside to get some sun, and he'll truck across the yard very, very quickly.
Yeah, they move when they need to.
Yeah,
they move.
If you turn your back, he will have run across the yard and hidden somewhere.
So. Wow.
Does he pee all over you when you hold him or anything? Or
no, because I hold him a very special way so that if he does pee, it doesn't get on me.
Mm.
No. I just like the phrase, I hold him a very special way.
Like you kind of have to hold him like
explain it further.
Like a hamburger.
Yeah, we've heard. Oh, like a hamburger. Okay.
Yeah. Like a hamburger. Okay.
Yeah. The last time I held a turtle, they peed on me. That's why I asked. And it was a long time ago. And I don't know if that turtle's doing okay. It also escaped. Or like
it's probably living up in your attic eating roaches and termites.
It might be. Do you think that's what it would eat, by the way? It's just bugs?
Of the stories that I've heard of tortoises or turtles lost and then found in a house is that they're eating bugs inside the house. So like their claws are actually sharp, pretty sharp. So if you've got some rotten wood or something where termites are, they could dig the crap out of that and go to town.
That also seems bad. You don't want your turtle digging holes in your house?
He's taking care of your termite problem.
That's true. Hey, don't look a gift turtle in the mouth, I always say.
Exactly. Oh, or by the way, Brian.
Don't not pick it up like a hamburger.
Either. Yeah.
There you go. I'm a little upset at you.
Oh, you're mad at Brian? Why?
What have I done?
Oh, gosh.
You've been playing Marvel Snap, and yes. I haven't been able to, so.
Oh, okay. That's a shame.
I'm a little bit jealous.
Oh, okay. Well,
but you're having a lot of fun with it, though.
I am. It's I liked Hearthstone a lot. And I never felt like I could ever be any good at it because, it got established very quickly. And so there was a lot of a learning curve of like, oh, now there's a bunch of new cards I've got to learn and all that. At least with Marvel Snap, I feel like, you know, getting in early, even if you're not in beta and you get in early, you're going to have a great advantage over people who get in, you know, a year from now and play this if it's still around in a year, because there's so much to it. It's a lot of content, and it's really, really fun.
What I really like about what you've described about it and everyone else I've watched and heard, mm-hmm. these 3 minute, sometimes a little longer, sometimes a little less games. Mm-hmm. Absolutely a huge draw for me. I don't want another long 20 to 30 minute card game. I don't want that.
Yeah, no. It's like, it's six rounds, maybe seven, depending on what locations get opened up. But it is, you know, 3 minutes. You're probably less in some cases.
It's pretty
and
cool.
And so once you get all the cosmic cubes or whatever that you're trying to get, do you get to snap your fingers and make everybody go away? Or
no, it's you know, you can, it's basically like the doubling cube in backgammon, if you're familiar with that at all. Basically, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, oh, I feel pretty confident about the hand that was dealt. I'm going to double. And it gives the person an opportunity to say, no, I'm out. I don't think I'm going to even have a chance. Or, oh, yeah, you think you've got this? All right, I'm going to double back at you.
All right. The more you talk about it, the more irritated I am that iOS beta is not out. It's bugging me.
I know, right? I know. That's yeah. The thing is I don't have an Android device.
Yeah, I don't either. Yeah. Well, I did, but the battery won't hold, and it just dies as soon as I could plug it in and just keep it plugged in, I guess, but that annoys me. I don't want to do that.
It's a pain in the butt. Yeah, I have a little Android or a little Amazon Fire tablet, and then I also...
Oh, forgot about that.
Yeah, do you have... Hey, Steven, you got yourself a Fire tablet?
I think they closed the beta, though, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh,
no.
Did they close it, or is it still
open? You can still sign up for it. They're just random but they're just picking people and putting them in as it goes. But for the most part, I play in BlueStacks on my PC, and that's what allows me to stream and stuff.
Okay. So,
I will now
go in and try and apply to the beta.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look what we've done here. We've done that. And now we can do these things and talk about everything, everywhere, all at once, coming digitally on June 7th.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. I don't feel bad that I waited at all. I got it. Now I get it the way I want it. This is great. Bring it home.
Yes.
Let's go.
At home. Although I kind of wish that they had not switched the date because I really wanted to watch it last month. But having to wait an extra couple of weeks isn't a big deal. Everyone says that if you enjoyed Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, this movie is much, 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 much better than that.
Wow.
I don't know about that. I liked them both a lot, but I wouldn't say it's that many muches better.
Oh, okay.
That's a lot of muches.
Maybe one less much better than one.
Maybe one less much better, but... Yes.
That is a lot of muches.
Unless you're Tina, and about two-thirds through the movie, you're going to go...
Was it just okay? I have a question about that because I'm just curious. Was it just that she just didn't like that it was like multiverse? Like, oh, here we go again.
No, she's fine with multiverse, but she felt like it had already gone on a really long time with some of the stuff that happens in the first two thirds of the movie. And she was ready for the movie. She felt like she had gotten everything she needed out of this movie, and
gotcha. And she liked
and wasn't ready for another.
She liked the Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness business.
She did. Yeah.
So that didn't overstay its welcome in terms of.
She
those.
Felt like that was much, 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 much better than everything everyone else.
Oh, okay. All right.
Much to the eighth power.
To be fair, though, yes. Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, they had one little quick montage where they hit.
Yeah. Hit I mean, there's right.
Multiverses. The main movie really takes place in maybe like three universes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Three muches of universe.
Yeah. Three muches.
Exactly.
Much yes. times three. All right. Well, that's fantastic. Anyway, that's happening. That's tomorrow. That's not streaming as a service thing. It's just a buy it thing.
No, right? It's a buy it thing.
Or rent it, I guess. You could rent.
No, usually they have you do buy first and then
a couple weeks.
Three weeks later, then it's the rental.
Really? I thought it was okay.
It depends on the company and their setup, but a lot of the ones that I've bought, it's like you can rent this in 3 weeks, and it's like I'm not gonna wait that long.
All right. Well, soon enough you'll be able to rent. But yes, buy if you were looking to spend $19 on a thing. Hot damn, they got your number right there, so check that out. And would you say it's worth the price of admission, Steven? Would you say you'd spend...
I haven't seen it yet, so, but I'm going to say yes, it is.
Okay. And Brian, do you think it's worth the 19? I mean, yeah, it's less than I would have spent to see it in theaters, so why not?
Sure. I think it's really good. I enjoyed it. I think you're fine waiting an extra couple weeks until you can rent it for considerably less. It's not going to be... It's not one you're going to want to own and watch over and over and over and over again.
This isn't my new Mad Max Fury Road, you're saying.
This is not. No.
Okay.
This is.
There are two digital movies that I own and have at the ready all the time. Mm-hmm. Mad Max Fury Road, obviously. Can you guys guess the other one?
Waterworld.
Nope.
Yeah,
I could watch
Muppet,
that.
Muppet to the Great Muppet Caper.
No, nope.
I'm gonna say Shawshank Redemption.
No, I love that movie, but no. I'll give you a hint. It came out last year. Oh, three. I'm sorry. Three movies. One in 2017.
Dune then probably would be the other one.
Dune right? is correct. Dune is correct. Congratulations.
Blade Runner 2049 would be the third.
Ding. There you go. Those are my three. Yeah. At any given moment of any given day, I am in the mood for any of that. Mm-hmm. I could just go for it, like right now. It's good. Good night, everybody. I'm going to watch one of my movies. Bye.
Speaking of Mad Max Fury Road and resetting the counter, Furiosa began shooting last week.
Yeah.
June 1st was the first day of shooting.
You know how I learned that? Probably the same way you're going to mention. I don't know. But Chris Hemsworth did a tweet. Yeah. He did a tweet. And it was a picture of the, what do you call the clapper thing in movies? What's that called?
Yeah, the clapper.
It's just called the clapper?
Slate, movie slate.
Slate.
Yeah.
Because the clapper you do twice to turn your lights off if you're an old person.
Or you have to go to the doctor and get a shot.
Yeah, that's right. If you got the clapper. But yeah, Chris Hemsworth, who we knew was going to be in the movie in some role. We don't know what role. Tweeted it, a picture of it. And it's a picture of that clapper thing sitting in the dirt in the desert. I can't be more excited. Let's go. It's official now. They got Big Eye Girl in there. You got your Hemsworth, a bunch of other Australians, I'm sure. It'll be wonderful. I cannot freaking wait. Whatever they're going to do.
But there's like a guy playing guitar and shooting fire out of the top.
I mean, why not?
If only.
Why not continue that trend, I say. So that's something cool. Watch for that. The Gotham Knights trailer also dropped. Now, speaking of video games.
Yeah, so there we go. There's our video game.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, this is interesting in that this game. Oh, no, is this a TV show?
No, this is a TV show.
This is a TV show.
Oh, I thought this was a video game. Isn't there a Gotham?
There is a Gotham Knights video game.
Yeah. And they, apparently, so this, it's my point stands, they're supposed to be very different.
So in the Gotham Knights video game, Batman is dead, and so that's my understanding, and the heroes have to join together and go save the day.
Yeah.
In Gotham Knights the TV series, Batman is dead, and Bruce Wayne's son has been accused of being involved in the murder with a bunch of teen villains, legacy villains, so if you're a fan of Stargirl, you're going to get a lot of that in this.
Yeah.
And they have to team together to clear themselves. Yeah. And I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the trailer of this, cringe worthy.
Yeah.
Oh no, really? Okay.
It is
bad. It's some CW BS, you know?
Like, yeah. So
why can't this
relationships
be an HBO
more
thing?
Important than fighting Gorilla Grodd as
You have to be handsome and pretty before you can do anything else.
Right, exactly.
I would really like it if these things were just HBO Max productions. I don't know why. I just feel like they would give a little bit more edge.
Like on the level of Titans and oh, what's the other one with the team with the weird
Harley Quinn?
That's good too.
But, oh, you're talking about Peacemaker?
No. With Peacemaker's also a great example. What's the other one with the
Doom Patrol?
Thank you. Yes,
I couldn't think of it at first, but yes.
Trying to think of all the teams in the DC universe.
Yes,
there's many of them. There's so many, and they could do so many cool things. Instead, they're like, look at the pretty people doing pretty people things.
Yeah,
blah. It's no fun. Even the old people are handsome. Look at these people in their like middle ages. They're like beautiful.
Even
people.
The old people are handsome.
Yeah.
What's the deal with that?
I don't like that at all. Anyway, but the Gotham Knights video game, very different. And a little bit of a darker tone. Also, a lot of people think the Gotham Knights game coming out is made by Rocksteady, who made Arkham Asylum games, and it's not. Yeah. It's the team that made Batman Origins, which was wedged in between a couple of those Gotham games. It's a fine game. It's not a great game, but it doesn't hold up to those Gotham games. It's an okay entry. It's a little bit like the every other year you get with Call of Duty. It's kind of like not as good as the mainline one sort of thing. Anyway, but I have high hopes for that one. The one I really want is Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League or whatever it is.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, cool. Yep.
That one does look really cool.
And that
I haven't seen a trailer since the first one dropped.
It's been a bit, but that is Rocksteady. And they have a big, you know, they have a lot of expectation around anything they make. So whatever happens with that, it got delayed. I know that. We're not going to get it till next year. But super stoked about how their take on
it. I haven't heard anything about the Midnight Suns game either. I'm kind of flip side.
Oh, delayed.
Made me think of Gotham Knights. Is it?
It got delayed last few days ago is all.
Oh, really? Okay.
Let's see. But maybe just till the end of the year instead of crap.
Okay.
What's it called again? What's the name?
Midnight Suns.
That's right, Midnight Suns. I'm just going to look wherever I found this.
What's this one about, Brian?
Oh, yeah. It's it's the Marvel Midnight Sun, so like Doctor Strange and Nico Minoru and
World by Night.
Wolf by Night. It's an RPG, tactical RPG.
Yeah, it's made by the by the X-Men people or X-Men, XCOM people.
XCOM. Mm-hmm. XCOM.
Yeah. For access.
October 6th. Okay, so it's still this
year. Last fall it was delayed to this year, and then it was supposed to be like right around July or something, and then it got pushed again. So
it's really funny how Morbius and Morbin time has become a thing. Like,
do not Morb.
That's right, exactly. Like how even there's a Morbius card in Marvel Snap, and the discussion in Discord is whenever somebody unlocks, they go, "I just unlocked Morbius. It's Morbin time."
Yeah, I feel like that meme will outlast anything else from that film.
It really will. Yeah.
Did it have a re-release or something, Steven, and then tanked or something happened like that? Somebody was saying it tanked again. Somebody said. I don't know.
Probably on digital release.
Maybe that was it.
All I know is that if you're talking about the movie, Jared Leto teased a thing that said, "Here's the script cover for Morbius 2.
Really?
Yeah.
Which will be the only thing we see for Morbius 2, because I don't think we're actually going to see a
No,
movie.
I don't think we're going to see that either.
Yeah.
Okay. It was a so I was right. I couldn't remember. They did a theatrical re-release. Trying to get the big money back somehow.
Really?
They only made $300K in the weekend. It's a complete flop.
Wow. Jeez.
I don't know why they did that. That's just nuts to me. Why would you do it again?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, here it is. It says, after receiving a 19% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, Sony's Morbius received a re-release at theaters this weekend. This is last weekend. At the time of its initial premiere, the internet turned the film into a meme sensation. Wanting to ride that wave, Sony decided to re-release it in hopes it would translate to bigger box office numbers because of the memes. I don't think they understand.
Yeah, no, it's people aren't memeing it because they want to see it again.
No, no, or at all. They're memeing it because it's bad, and they don't.
And you wonder why Sony has such difficulty at the box office.
Yeah, you do wonder.
Yeah.
Well, who made what studio's doing Top Gun? Because they're making a lot of money. They're
Paramount.
Is that Paramount? They're doing fine.
I believe so. Oh yeah, my son went and saw that last night and came back. And he's like, "That was the best movie I've ever seen in my entire life." I'm like,
"Wow,
14.
wow!"
What are the? I haven't even looked at Rotten Tomatoes to see how it's doing. I know we've got tickets to
it's
see
in like
Jurassic
97% World. For
really.
Yeah,
okay. Everybody speaks very very highly of it.
Yeah, Top Gun is like a legit hit. 97% cool. Still. It's 99% audience score. I just can't believe there's this much positivity about a reboot or a sequel to that old movie. Which, by the way, when you add up all the movies in the 80s or all the reviews in the 80s, the originals only get like 44%. So it's like,
I mean,
it's crazy.
You saw it in the theaters when it came out, right? I mean, the first one, right? Do you remember how were you as pumped up and jazzed after coming out of that movie? I mean, because I remember every guy in our high school was just like Top Gun, Top Gun, Top Gun, Top Gun.
Yeah, I love
and
Top
we
Gun.
Had a huge influx of Air Force recruiters coming into our high school that year to try and recruit.
Really? Like while everybody was all excited about Top Gun?
Yeah. Very much so.
That's great.
Yes. You can go kill your own Jester if you join us.
I know. Most of us were too tall to be fighter pilots. So.
Oh, that's too bad. That's too bad. Yep. It's the original 57% tomato reader rating and the new one 97. Wow. So, yeah, seems like it'd be good. What's the one you said tickets for, Brian? What are you seeing?
Oh, Jurassic World Dominion or whatever the new one that's coming out this coming weekend. We've got tickets for Thursday
Jurassic
night.
World, whatever one's coming out this week.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, I seriously can't keep track. Like,
yeah,
they do need just to go back to numbers, right? Jurassic World 3 or Jurassic Park 8.
It's
or
a lot.
7 or whatever it is.
It's a lot. They need to, I'm not saying they should reboot that series, but I feel like, well, this is supposed to be it for the current
This run. Is supposed to be it. Right, exactly. Right. This is supposed to be the Skywalker, the wrap-up equivalent.
You know what's pretty good and I hope keeps going is that Netflix cartoon. Camp Cretaceous.
What is it?
Cretaceous.
Yeah, Cretaceous.
Yeah. That's pretty good. I ended up sitting watching a bunch of that with Van. It's like an actually good, it's good.
Like, I haven't seen it yet, so I need to. Apparently.
It's all right. It's, you know, it's kind of on the low end of 3D animation. It's not like anything you're going to scream about. It's not like, you know, Pixar or anything, but the right. dinosaurs look good. The story's pretty good. Kids are good actors. I don't
know. Tickets should be coming out soon for like the pre-order tickets for Thor, right? So we can watch AMC stumble and fall all over themselves with pre-order tickets.
Yeah.
It should be happening anytime now.
Yeah, it should be. You're going to get in line for that and do that deal? Probably, I right?
mean, in line, I'm going to try and buy tickets, yeah, as soon as they're available.
Well, that's what I mean. Because that's yes. kind of a line now. All our lines are virtual now.
They're that's all like, virtual. I will get in virtual line and refresh during another episode of TMS while I try and get tickets and everything's broken.
11 Thunder is coming out on... Let's get the date.
July 8th. So okay. we're almost at a month. So I would, I would expect tickets to go on sale 1 month in advance.
Yeah. Speaking of mimes, I don't know about this Christian Bale outfit. Anyway, whatever. I like the killer or the, what is he? God killer.
God killer. Yeah.
It's a cool character, but it's a weird visual take, but we'll see. He's probably fine.
I mean, it's Taika Waititi. I mean, how bad can it be?
Well, what if he blows it? What if this is the worst movie he's ever made?
No, I don't want Taika's first stumble to be an MCU film.
His first stumble for me is the character he played in Free Guy. Freaking hated that character.
Yeah, but that was the point. You were supposed
No. I didn't hate it because he was supposed to be hateable. I thought it was just phoned in and bad. Like, just bad. It could have been better. There's a lot of things about that movie that could have been better, and then there were things about it I really liked.
Huh. That's interesting because there was so much over the top acting in that movie to begin with his was just seemed like
par for the course.
Yeah, par for the course. Yeah,
maybe he's just better in a million other things. I don't know why. I don't know if it just felt like he did someone a favor.
You didn't like it. You didn't like it.
That's, fine.
Yeah, that is fine, isn't it? How about this? Now that the Justice League is dead, I don't like that. What now? What do we get now? Oh, Dark Crisis. Yeah, so, that's what we get.
Yeah, Dark Crisis. It's the latest crisis in the DC universe. Dark Crisis lands this week. Now, here's the deal. The main story is back in Justice League number 75, which came out, I want to say, a month ago. All the main members of the Justice League were killed. Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Flash, all those people. And now it's up to the legacy characters to come in and... save the day from every major villain in the DCU. So one of the things that has been happening in the main comics is we have been seeing multiple heroes with the same title. So Aquaman, there's an Aquaman series that has, I forget what Aqualad's character was in basically the teen Young Justice.
Young Justice cartoon,
Man has been stepped up. Yeah, there's a, you know, got the Superman's son, Kal-El is now Superman, a whole bunch of other legacy characters. So that's what this event is going on right now.
Well, is Superboy, or I guess he's now Superman, but his son, is he still in trouble from people who think it's weird that he's gay or something? Isn't that still a thing? Is that a deal?
I mean, yes.
Okay. I can't remember if that was the character or not.
I am sure that there are nerds frothing all over the internet on YouTube, but I cultivate my YouTube algorithm, so I don't have to see any of that.
Yeah, that's
What's
a good idea.
What's next? They're going to make Superboy a woman?
Yeah, no kidding. Superboy is now
They're going to have a Supergirl.
That's often what happens. In fact, the first time I heard somebody complaining, they said, I can't believe they made Clark Kent gay. And I went, no, wait a minute.
No, I remember the uproar. I can't believe they made a woman Hulk.
Oh, yeah, that was the stupid
one. Yeah, that was the one. Yeah.
I could not believe that comment. I'm still
there's a question in the chat that's really, really good. It says, does Superboy have a human mother? Yes, Lois Lane. How did she birth him? So you want a really complicated BS answer.
Vaginally.
But there was this whole thing during one of the crises, I forget which one, where when they rebooted 52, that continuity, that universe that was before 52 went away, and then they rebooted everything. Yeah. Well, then they had, and I forget what the name of the story was. It started with a C. It was really, really bad. But essentially, all of these universes that had come before that had been rebooted and rebooted before, they had been collected by a guy not unlike the Collector. And they were living in these domed cities in this other universe, and that is where Superman and Lois Lane They didn't have any powers. Nobody had any powers in this world, in these dome cities. And so Clark and Lois got pregnant, and she had this kid right at the end of that arc event. And then at the end of that event, all the universes slammed together. So this is why Stephanie Brown is back in comics. This is why we have Tim Drake back in comics, Batman Beyond, and all these others, because those universes essentially merged together. So at one point when these universes collided, there were two Supermen on the world. One of them died in a spectacular explosion. Mm-hmm. But Clark and Lois had their son, Jonathan, who has grown up to become this Superman. So, yes, given birth naturally when Superman didn't have his powers. Because otherwise, Man of Steel, Women of Kleenex is the book that you want to go see.
Man of Steel, Women of Kleenex?
Men of Steel, Women of Kleenex. And it's about how superpowers really don't translate well because Superman would literally destroy Lois Lane in the process.
Oh, I see. Oh, sure. That's a horrible thought. I don't like thinking about that.
Well, they kind of made a joke of it in that Will Smith superhero movie.
Hancock. Hancock.
Hancock.
Yeah, that's true. All right, can you tell me why this big group shot here has a half Batman, half Nick Fury looking dude? What's the deal there?
Half Batman, half Nick Fury. Oh, that looks like Deathstroke and Batman combined.
It's Deathstroke. Okay.
Yeah, Deathstroke.
All right. I didn't know Deathstroke did he always have an eye patch? I don't know.
Yeah, he's always, that's why whenever he wears his mask, he's only got the one eye.
Okay. And why is he are they combined? Is there some kind of multi-universe?
I don't know what the deal is with that. I'm not really sure. Although I think there's some storyline in a Batman Inc. story somewhere where Deathstroke is working with the Wayne Foundation or something. So the villains, it looks like the villains we have is Deathstroke, Darkseid,
Brainiac.
Eclipso, Brainiac.
Shazam's back there, right? Is that who that is?
Well, I'm looking at the main villains one. So yeah, there's quite a bit of them in there.
That looks like Captain Marvel back in the back. No,
it might be. And then there's some spooky eyes up there at the top of the image that leads us to believe that there may be someone else.
Maybe it's a
find out.
Doomsday over there on the left.
It's a Spawn crossover. No, it's not.
That's the Spawn crossover. Scott always wanted.
No one asked.
Nobody
for it.
Asked for it.
Exactly. All right. Well, that's something to look forward to if you are into comics. And if you're into comics or any of this other stuff we've talked about, you probably want to make sure and check out majorspoilers.com each and every day. Steven, anything going on these days you want to mention on the show?
Man, it is hot and humid in Western Kansas this time of the year. And if you go out for a walk in the early morning, you're going to lose a lot of liquids and fluids through sweating it out. So just remember, everybody, stay hydrated.
Bye now. Good advice continually every week. Good advice from Steven. All right, we're out of here. Before we go, though, got a quick mashup from our old pal Jamie.
Hot off the presses, like this thing still has its wrapper on it.
Yeah, he's been like up to the last minute editing this one. We had a backup in case, but he got in right under the line, and we're going to play it now. Cool. It is called "Filled Me In." Ugh. I have a feeling this will be gross, but let's find out together as we play the Monday Morning Mashup.
Up or down on the sheep?
I want to go to your sheep.
Nope.
Sorry. It's because it's right above the other one, and it really threw me.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
Adam looked up at the golden cock. Cock, 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 cock.
Wow.
It's like you picked that specifically for Scott. I feel a little shut out.
I think of penises.
If I believe the cartoons I saw as a kid, you're supposed to suck it. But I love Dick Miller.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, unless you're talking about the profession of being a Dick Miller. That's not fun.
A Dick Miller, that is a bad profession to have.
Nobody wants to be a Dick Miller. I'm telling
you
right now.
I'd like to say that Five Guys Burgers came out the other side. I'd like to say that.
Traveled through how many yards in a man's intestine?
Scott Johnson delivered a mile of shit
and came out disgusting on the other side. I want to benefit from her exit.
But also, I'm sharing them on my Substack now. So
I like that for a second you said Stubsack, which is, sounds painful. It sounds really bad.
Stubsack is what happens when I walk around in the middle of the night out of bed and I accidentally hit the end table that's just at the right height. Oh, no way. I am Sci-Fi. You're going to be in Philly also?
Same time?
Yeah, looks like it.
Oh, cool. Weekend. You guys could touch wieners.
Why do you go there? Is that the first place you go?
I don't know. Just where it's where my brain went.
Your
I go where my brain
your
goes.
Your meetups are so different than my meetups, Scott.
You'd be rubbing your chode and
jeez.
You know, well, I mean,
I won't be rubbing it. I'll be applying some goo to it.
Yeah, but no rubbing. No rhythmic rubbing of the chode.
Unless you count 6 hours of bicycle seat.
And all of a sudden, she almost hit me, and I'm just, oh.
We should have triple birded her. No, that's only three birds.
She was gone that fast
three
and
times
wouldn't
two.
Have seen it.
What's three times three?
I nine. Was better off just swearing.
We should have nine birded her. We had three of us in the car, right?
Yeah.
Two times.
While we were on our way to...
Two times three.
To get your driver's
no,
license
that's six.
Renewal.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Sorry, six birds.
Really?
I don't know where that... I don't know where the... Everyone
where
had a wiener.
Where math came from?
That was weird. Who submitted Mona Lisa's cream pie? Oh my gosh.
Megan, I wish I would have used that for our trivia team name Tuesday night. That's fantastic.
I didn't know what that was until about 6 months ago. Somebody inadvertently filled me in, for lack of a better term. And I went, oh, great, thanks.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's, I can't
it's
believe
like
I said
magic
it that way.
Just keeps happening.
Yeah, Jamie,
I didn't know,
you're welcome.
I didn't know what a cream pie was until somebody filled me in.
It's horrible. Freaking horrible.
I am so glad Jamie captured that and kept it. Oh, it's the best.
What a shock that he did. What a shocker. Can't believe it. All right. Well, there's your Monday morning mashups. Thank you, Jamie, for that. I think he's in the chat today. I think. If he is. Thank you, Jamie. It's always good.
Oh, yeah, he is. There he is right there.
There he is. Mashups. Thanks, everybody on Patreon who supports the show. I do want to thank particularly since last we spoke or last time we had a show that wasn't a PM edition. Alex Martinez, Colby Preston, and the blind golfer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who I'm sure still plays golf better than I do.
It's impossible that they're not. There's no way I'm better than a blind golfer. I'm a bad golfer. So I'm with you.
Yeah.
This guy's probably better than all of us. All three of these guys joined up since our last show, which makes me very happy. If you would like to be among the recent additions to what we do here on Patreon, patreon.com/TMS is the place to go. Everything else is at frogpants.com/TMS. I think that's everything. What else? That's it. That's it. That's it. That's the show. So now Brian will provide us a song to leave with. Brian?
I will. It's you know, it's not just Tina's and my anniversary, but Paul M. wrote in and said, "Dear Scott and Brian, my 28th anniversary was last Saturday, the 4th of June, and I'd like to tell you about the most important person in my life, my dear sweet wife, I did say wife, Robin.
Close.
Kept thinking I was saying rife, but I was saying wife, Robin.
Yeah.
As the years go by, I rely on her more and more because I'm getting old man memory and old man joint creaks. I can't imagine going through life without sharing with her. So I'd like you to play her, my very favorite band, Def Leppard. Her very favorite band, Def Leppard. Can't read all of a sudden. Anything from the album, yeah, would be awesome. Tell her I love her, even though love bites. Eh, a little Def Leppard reference.
I like that.
Yeah. Signed, Paul M. Well, happy anniversary, you two. And you were smart not to get married on D-Day because, boy, you know, the D-Day celebrations – D-Day presents and anniversary presents just kind of get lumped into one when you should be getting two separate D-Day and anniversary presents. So good for you guys thinking ahead on that. That Def Leppard album, yeah, is fantastic. It's an all cover album and they really pick some deep cuts for their roots, right? It's like stuff that influenced them as opposed to here's all the most popular songs from, you know, every era and we're doing covers of it. Point for this one right here, "He's Gonna Step on You Again" is the name of the song. A lot of you might recognize it as a song that was covered by Happy Mondays in the 90s called "Step On." But the original is called "He's Gonna Step on You Again," originally by John Congos. Covered here by Def Leppard from their 2006 album, Yeah.
Oh, it's very nice. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Come on back for a Tuesday. Bye now. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Hey, is it too early to get a fish sandwich?
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.